What happened to Romeo?
Knee sprain.
Sprain?
Why an indefinite suspension for DRC rather than a defined end date?
Well, DRC sat down and talked. We talked about reviewing it at the beginning of next week.
Is there anything he has to, any terms he has to meet or anything like that? Or?
No, we're going to revisit it at the beginning of next week.
What was the tone of that conversation like with you two?
He and I had a personal conversation. Personal and private is going to remain that way. But it was a conversation.
Has he requested a trade?
Not to my knowledge, no.
What's the difference between him leaving the sideline and Jenkins leaving the sideline in terms of, you know, disciplinary action?
We like to handle our disciplinary issues in-house. We do it on a case-by-case basis, and we generally don't like to broadcast how we handle them.
Is it fair to say if DRC didn't leave the building on Wednesday that you would not have made the decision to make him inactive Sunday public?
There was, again, a lot that went into it. We like to handle things internally, in-house, on a case-by-case basis, and we don't like to broadcast them.
How much of this is a fallout sort of from the rule that was created when from the touchdown celebrations earlier this year?
Everything has led to this point. I don't want to, speculate on what you're referring to. I'm not sure really what you are referring to.
You said you were basically going to, after the Odell celebration ends, and that you had created rules to make sure guys act appropriately. That factor.
Yeah, again, I mean, I refer back to really my last point, that we like to handle things in-house and treat them that way. We don't like to put people's business out and how we handle our disciplinary issues out in the public. We don't feel that helps us as a football team. Holding guys accountable is important, but we need to handle that in-house as much as you possibly can. In this case, we didn't feel that was an option.
Had he expressed any unhappiness with his role of having to play in the slot?
Again, our personal and private conversations will remain personal and private.
Ben, do you feel like your players know why DRC was disciplined?
When we report to work on Wednesday, our sole focus is getting ready for the next opponent. And because the timing was an issue in this situation, the players will be addressed and they'll be kept in the loop at the appropriate time.
So they have not been addressed by you regarding the situation?
At the appropriate time, they will.
What is your message to the team this week now? I mean, you have six guys that are out, one guy that's suspended, you lost three others for the season. What do you convey to the team at this point?
Yeah, I mean, we got a great opportunity. There's nobody giving us a chance in hell to go win this ball game. People don't think we can score a point without 13. They think our defense has lost its stinger. Special teams isn't important to the whole locker room. So we're going to find out what we're made out of on a big stage. And I think we have a good football team. You go back and you look at the first two games of last season. We found a way to win a game versus a quarterback who never played against a team that was battling here at home. Then we lost three in a row. We were 2-3. This year, last three ball games, we lost either in the last seconds of the ball game or the last series of the ball game. And we had opportunities to win those games. We haven't found a way to win. We need to do that. That's my job. But I still feel we have a good football team. I believe in the guys in the locker room. We had great practice on Wednesday and Thursday. It was a spirited practice yesterday with pads on. So I'm excited to go see how we play.
You say nobody thinks you can score without Odell. I mean, what gives you confidence that you can?
Practice. Watching the way we practice and watching the way we execute in practice. Seeing the run game going.
Obviously, practice hasn't translated to production on the field on game day.
Well, we ran the ball better last week. We had over 102 yards after contact running the football. We're doing some positive things in the games. We just have to play a complete game and play consistent football.
Ben, you said you'd address the team at an appropriate time. Why is it immediately an appropriate time?
The timing of the matters played a factor. Timing of the matters played a factor.
Oh, how?
So,
how,
yeah.
In a situation like this, how valuable is it to have a guy like Eli, both in terms of his resume and his personality, where he's not gonna panic?
Yeah, no, Eli, he's gone about his business and prepared as he always has, as well as, you know, the other guys in the locker room. I haven't seen anybody blink. I haven't seen anybody flinch. We had a good week of practice.
I guess you didn't feel it was an issue that you had to alter the way you guys prepare the time to address it with the team.
Repeat the question.
You didn't feel that, you know, the decision, I know you said the timing was, you know, impacted.
Timing and details were an issue. If you're going to speak and address an issue, you want to make sure that you have all the details.